we, as I said earlier, we are celebrating our children today, and we want to take a moment to honor some folks. And a lot of you do this, but we want to specifically honor our Sunday school teachers who help out so much. And Deanna?
Our Sunday school teachers for preschool and kindergarten are Debbie Chapin and Shandon Miller. So stand up. First through third grade is Betty Holcroft and Holly Colton. I don't think they're here. Fourth and fifth grade is Amy Perez and June Sterling. Sixth through eighth grade is Jody Carr. And then ninth through 12th grade is Debbie Bunch, and we're welcoming Mike Kiley to that team as well. And then finally, our very own preschool teacher who did our Kids Corner today, Dee Grable.
Yay!
Thank you very much for the time and the energy and the service that you provide for our kids.
Absolutely.
And then now we're going to present Bibles to our third graders, the ones that I think are here today. So when I say your name, if you just come up and you receive your Bible, Connor McLaughlin, Zachary Riggs.
Let's hold our applause so all of them come, and that way we can.
And Jacob Weiser. And these are really fun, interactive Bibles, guys. I mean, I think they've got experiments and all different kinds of fun things to do. So just use your Bibles in your Christian education journey and as you're going into third grade and at school, and we just celebrate that.
Say that one more time, Miss Deanna, because they were listening to me. They were paying attention to me.
Okay. We just want you to know that the Bibles are fun, they're interactive, there's experiments and things in them. So I just encourage you to open it daily and find something in there to do and read. And we just want you to use those Bibles to help you further your Christian education journey and your journey with Christ.
As a matter of fact, I like them so much, I think I'm going to get one for myself.
So let's give them a round of applause.
Yes. So stay here, we have a question. We have a prayer that we're going to say for them, and let us, you guys can just enjoy the prayer, and we'll all pray for you, all right? Here we go. We rejoice in this step in your journey with God. We pray God will guide you, your family, and us as you use this Holy Bible in your home, in your Sunday school classes, and in your worship. We will learn together and grow in our love for God's Word. Congratulations, guys. Hey, you even got your extra pins on this morning. All right. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Now it's time for our joys and concerns this morning. First of all, to add to our prayer request this morning, Jim and Betty Holcroft are on their way to Houston, so we should keep them in our prayers for traveling mercies. We want to remind you to take your study guide home with you this morning and use it to further study what we're going to talk about today. And also, remember to take home your prayer requests for people and keep these people in your mind and on your hearts this week. Let's bow our heads for a word prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your power and your might and your sovereignty over us. We're glad that you're Lord over all principalities, spiritual and physical, and no matter what circumstances we're in, you're there right beside us to help us. We are grateful this morning for our salvation in you. We thank you for Jesus, who's taken our sins away. We're thankful for your grace and your mercy. We love you, we adore you, and we're here to worship you and give thanks. Especially thanks for all your answers to our prayers, all the concerns that you've lifted from our hearts. We pray this morning that you'd be with all of our shut-ins, those in the nursing homes and the health care, facilities and all those with other health concerns and those that need traveling mercies. We just pray your presence with them, that you protect them with your spirit. We ask that you lift our burdens this morning from our hearts and help us to worship you in our minds, bodies, and spirits. Open our minds to your word that we might use it and apply it to our lives every day. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.